It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Danny Ainge is the president of basketball operations for your Boston Celtics. And thank you, Danny, for joining us on a Friday. You usually join us on a Thursday, but we thought, wouldn't it be interesting after the trade deadline to have you on? Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can hear your smile through the phone.
By the way, he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Anything interesting happened yesterday at 3 o'clock?
Nothing interesting, but I am smiling this morning. It's a new day, but last night was tough.
Yeah, last night was tough. But, you know, to be quite honest, the fact that it was Rondo softens the blow just a little bit. He obviously said some very nice things about you in that clip we just played after the game. How often do you guys talk now that he's not a Celtic anymore? Because he obviously seems to think the world of you.
You know, Rondo and I were very close when he was here. And so whenever I just run into him and our paths cross, but not a lot. But I think we'll always have a good relationship.
When he went to the Pelicans or even like with the Lakers, did anybody ever reach out to you and ask you from either organization, tell me a little bit about Rondo? Because as you know, he's got a reputation for being just different than everyone else. He's extremely smart, but, you know, there's a type of difficulty to, you know, it's like his way sometimes, the highway. He can be very bullheaded, but underneath it all is a very good basketball player who's somewhat of a basketball genius.
You know, I think that Rajon is, you know, a little bit misunderstood in a lot of ways, but, you know, he can be challenging for some coaches, but I think he's really matured and he's had some great years in a row. I thought he played really well in Chicago and became a leader there. I mean, the year that we beat him in the playoffs, you know, he orchestrated, you know, going up 2-0 against us that year. And then he ended up getting injured. And I thought he was really good last year in New Orleans. And you could see that he's playing really well right now with the Lakers.
Okay, Danny, there are reports that came out this week that the Pelicans had reached out to you guys and basically, there was a handshake-type nod of agreement of a package that might be put together. There were no specifics that were mentioned, but what can you tell us about those reports that have come out where you have spoken to the guys from the Pelicans?
You know, I can't really talk about players or trade talks I've had, as you know, Rich.
Sure. I just thought I'd try. This was the morning.
I don't know it. I don't know that you can't do it, so go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, you don't make deals going forward. I mean, I think that we're always looking to acquire special talent. And, you know, like, we'll just wait and see what happens. But there's absolutely no deals with any players or any organizations going forward. I mean, it doesn't even make sense to be able to do that. There's so many things that can change. You don't know where the player that you're trying to acquire's head is. You know, health issues can happen. I mean, there's just a lot of things. you just can't make deals so far in advance ever. And, you know, with this wait and see, just like every offseason, you go into the offseason and you just don't know what's going to happen with many circumstances and many players. There's too many variables.
Well, how often does it happen? Like, can a team just speak with another team in principle about a deal that they might like to make in the offseason and kind of have a handshake deal unless there are extraneous circumstances like health that affect things?
No. I don't think that those things do happen at trade deadline. I'm not sure that's ever happened or and probably won't happen.
Okay, so when this deal ended up, when Anthony Davis ended up not getting traded, and I'll name him specifically because he's a guy that's been mentioned in all the reports and things, and there's been a lot of reports about some of these players that aren't named Kyrie Irving, you know, possibly on the, you know, being traded, and I know Kyrie is up for an extension, but once, when that happens and there is a lot of buzz that there might be a major trade that is made involving certain players, we've talked about how you have spoken and been completely honest with guys whose names have been mentioned in the trade. Was yesterday a day where you had to go speak with some of those players because of what did and did not transpire?
No, I did. I do speak to some of the players based on some of, you know, the false reports that were out there, but I just try to get their head in the right place, just to focus on what they need to. But there were really no close deals. There was one player in particular that there was a lot of discussion with, and he's well aware of it. And was honest with him on that and why we didn't do it and what he needs to focus on for his career and for us finishing this year strong.
Do you believe that some organizations leak out players whose names are mentioned in potential deals in order to mess with the chemistry of another team?
I don't know. I don't think that that's the case. It seems to me that there's just so many leaks that get out, and it just seems to be that I don't know the reason why.
All right, so you mentioned...
I won't even speculate why that happens, but boy, there's just so much out there. There's some national reporters that just seem to have information before I have information, and it's just crazy that that's the world we live in right now.
So you mentioned that you had to talk to a player yesterday because was there a deal on the table that at the deadline yesterday that you were looking to make?
Not that I was looking to make. I didn't go into this deadline with. I was looking to make any certain deals. That there were some things that I was listening to more than others. And, you know, listen, I don't know if this player's agent might have heard, got wind of it, and or, you know, from a few other teams that were trying to make some deals for him. But, you know, I just felt it was important just in case with the thin veil of information that exists in our world, like I just wanted to be the first one to tell him, and I wanted to be straightforward with him of what was going on, because there's a chance he might have heard it anyway.
How'd the player take it?
He took it great. I think they appreciate that honesty.
Okay, how is your relationship with Dell Demps, the GM of the Pelicans?
I'm not sure that has any relevance, actually, but Dell and I have talked a lot over the years.
Is there, and I'm only asking this because of my naivete, but is there any kind of connection that you have? Like, have you worked with anybody who's within the Pelicans organization, or is there any kind of relationship that we are not aware of between you and anyone who works for the Pelicans?
No.
Okay.
No special ties.
All right. Well, Danny, you did make one deal yesterday. You sent Jabari Bird to Atlanta along with cash. And in doing that, you opened up a roster spot, and I assume you opened up a roster spot to give yourself flexibility to pick up a guy who's been bought out of his contract. And there is at least a couple out there and maybe a few more to come Have you talked to any of these players that have been bought out of their contracts since that happened yesterday? I know Enes Kanter, who's played very well for the Knicks, is one of those guys. Have you spoken to any of these people yet?
Yeah, we've reached out to a couple guys, and we'll just see how it goes. You know, the challenge with the buyout market is we don't have any great holes, and so a lot of the guys are looking that are free agents, and they're looking for an opportunity to really play, and you know, we just don't have that much of an opportunity for guys to come in and play. And you know, last year we got Greg Monroe, and Greg Monroe helped us win some games in April, and he was a really good teammate and was around, and he got a, you know, ended up getting a job with Toronto this year. But you know, we need you know, our big guys are hurt right now. Baines has been banged up a little bit, and that's a little bit troubling, but we're confident that he's going to be healthy here very shortly, right after the All-Star break. But we don't really have a need at center or four man or small forward or shooting guard. You know, we've had problems with having too many players, and that's still the case. Our guys are all there, so we don't have any glaring holes that we need.
All right, Danny, we haven't talked to you since Kyrie Irving was interviewed in New York, where when he was asked about his commitment that he had made to the team at the beginning of the season, saying, you know, hopefully they'll re-sign me, I want to stay here. And that changed last Friday to talk to me on July 1st, and I don't owe anything to anybody. What did you make of those comments from Kyrie?
Well, I think that the way I view the situation is that I think a lot of people, because of Kyrie's announcement at the beginning of the year, you know, thought that there was a marriage. And I think that it's more like an engagement, and we're going to get married on July 1st. And I think that that engagement is still on. As far as I know, in my individual conversations with Kyrie, we're still engaged, but we really can't, you know, make those vows, sign that contract until July 1st.
It's a beautiful time for a wedding.
Yeah. And so I just, you know, we will. Like, we do have to wait till July 1st to, you know, finish any deal.
Did you talk to him after those comments? Because if I'm the GM and I see that, it does kind of take me aback.
Just got to check in.
Yeah, you just got to check in.
Yeah, we've had a couple of different conversations, absolutely.
And how did you leave feeling after those conversations about Kyrie?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Better than you know, maybe the mood of that initial press conference. I don't really know all that was going on, and you know, with him, but we have had some good conversations.
Did he give you any kind of indication as to why he didn't just say, yes, I just like I've said before, I'm going to re-sign with the Celtics?
I think that you'd have to ask Kyrie those questions. I think he's, I don't know. I think that he just doesn't like his name and all these rumors and associated with all these other players. And, you know, I think he likes to be his own man and have his own mind and his own opinions. But I feel like, you know, there's still a chance that on July 1st, he stays here, and that's what we're shooting for. We still have a date on July 1st.
Yeah, he's probably sick of answering the question over and over again. Now, Danny, some of your rivals in the East improved at the trade deadline. What are your feelings about some of the moves that the teams in the Eastern Conference made?
Yeah, you know, I think that one thing that we've really found out this year, you know, we've always known this, but sometimes having a lot of talent is hard to figure out how it all works. And we like our team, and it's not about what the team is on paper. You got to figure it out on the court. Some teams it works easier than others. Some teams come together very quickly, but I'm not, you know, I like our team. I think that, you know, last night's victory was not good. We did not play good. We did not play as hard as we need to play to be good, to be successful. But I have liked how our team has played over this last 2 months. and I like how our offense and our defense has been getting better over these last 2 months, and how our bench has been coming around, and we're just getting a lot of good play out of a lot of good players. I see improving over this time, and it's taken us a little while to really get that to go. I mean, our first 20 games were a trial, and Brad made some changes, and from the time he made those changes, our team has really thrived. So, I you know, just what a team looks like on paper doesn't really matter.
Right. So what you're
doing on the court.
So what you're saying is, if you make a deal at the trade deadline, it can be difficult because you have to establish that chemistry rather quickly.
Yeah. I think that it's important, and I think continuity is important. I think that if somebody, we have a lot of players that have been with us through the playoffs last year, and Brad can go back into the playbook and call something at the drop of the hat, and our guys know what it is, know the terminology of what our team, our defensive coverages are, and I think there's great value in continuity.
What'd you get to do with KG when he was in town?
We had a chance to talk for a while. It was really fun to see KG. He wanted to do a tour of the practice facility, but we just reminisced and chatted and caught up, and it was fun. It was great seeing KG yesterday.
All right, and finally, LeVar Ball has come out and said that Lonzo Ball is better than LeBron James. Thoughts?
I haven't seen that yet, but where has he been? Where's LeVar been all year?
I think he was like a cat cornered because he thought that his son was about to get traded. So he goes, I'm just going to go nuts, and started throwing haymakers. And then all of a sudden 3 o'clock comes around and goes, oh, now my son's got to deal with all the stupid stuff that I just said.
Yeah, now he's to deal with the collateral damage of what I've done.
So that's where he was, Danny.
Okay.
All right. He said LeBron's old.
He called LeBron old.
If you're having a bad day, Danny, just turn that on. You'll feel better immediately.
All right, Danny Ainge, thank you so much for the time, as always, sir.
Well, you know, we also haven't talked since we had a chance to watch to win a Super Bowl either.
That's true. Did you watch the game?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that was an amazing playoff run by this Patriots team. I mean, we talked last time, this Patriots team was not, you know, one of the special Patriot teams over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. But they got that running game going in the playoffs, and I think that was why they're Super Bowl champs. I mean, the defense was ridiculous against the Rams, but that was fun. I mean, that was unbelievable.
And you're a huge fan of Maroon 5, so it was a bonus, right?
No, I did... I was a fan until I watched the Super Bowl halftime show.
The only thing I can tell you about is we now know the singer Maroon 5 has super cool tattoos.
They've lost you for good, Danny. That's it?
Yeah.
Danny was a Danny was a five head, and then he took all the posters down off his wall. All right, Danny, the Belichick thoroughly outcoached McVay. You could tell who was the veteran in that game.
Without a doubt, no doubt.
All right, Danny Ainge, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate it.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.